ఓం శాంతి. టుడే ఇస్ మండే 18th June 2018. టుడేస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఇస్ మే యు బి ఎ బిలవెడ్ చైల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది కంఫర్టర్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్స్ దిల్ రూపా of the comforter of hearts Dilaram, and with the miracle of the intellect experience the corporeal one in the subtle one. Although some children have come later, they can experience the corporeal form through the subtle form. They say from experience that they have taken sustenance from the corporeal form and are receiving it even now. To experience the corporeal form in the subtle form is the practical form of the intellect's love and of love. This is also evidence of the miracle of the intellect. Only such children are close to the Father, the comforter of hearts, and the beloved children of the comforter of hearts, and they constantly have the song playing in their hearts, Wah, Mera Baba, Wah. So, although some children have come later, they can experience the corporeal form through the subtle form, corporeal form of Brahma, and they can experience it through subtle form. They say from experience that they have taken sustenance from the corporeal form and are receiving it even now. And to experience such love is the practical form of the intellect's love. This is also the evidence of the miracle of the intellect. And Baba is saying only such children are close to the Father, who is the comforter of hearts, and the beloved children of the comforter of the hearts, and they constantly have the song playing in their hearts, Wah, Mera Baba, Wah. Through subtle form, we can experience the corporeal form. Through subtle form, we can feel the corporeal form. Corporeal means akar, subtle means akar. So through the akari swarup, through the subtle form, one can feel Sakar Swarup or the corporeal form. This is more in reference to Brahma Baba. And those children who experience such form through the subtle, they experience the corporeal form. These children are the beloved children, Dilruba, Baba is saying, of the comforter of the heart of Dilaram, Father. And this is the miracle of the intellect, and this is Buddhi Ki Lagan, this is intellect's love. So what is needed is the subtle form. Through this subtle form we can experience the corporeal form. Subtle form means angelic form. Subtle form means astral body, subtle body, angelic body, whatever you call it, antavahak sharir, or a form with garb of light. Different names are there. So the more we are stabilized in the subtle form, we can experience the corporeal form. This complaint that we have come late, this complaint that we have not seen the Sakar Brahma, this complaint that we have not taken the sustenance of seniors, Brahma or Dadis, all this complaint can finish because this subtle form is without any boundary, without any limit of time, space and person. If one is situated in the subtle form, one can travel anywhere in the space, one can travel anywhere in time, one can meet any person, even if that person is not existing now. Subtle form is that subtle form of the intellect, of the mind, of the soul, where there are no boundaries and no limits of time, space and person. You are in the subtle form and you can travel anywhere. You can go to the subtle world, and in the subtle world, whatever you want, you can experience. You can go back in the history and you can meet any person whom you want to meet. This is the power of the subtle form. So subtle form is something which is not corporeal. Subtle form is something which is not limited by body. Subtle form is something which is not limited by different facilities or paraphernalias of this material world. This is an immaterial form. This is a non-physical form. This is a spiritual form. This is not a corporeal, incorporeal form in one way. So, subtle form or sukshma sharir or sakar, akar sharir, this akari swarup is very powerful. This is the stage of an angel where you are having a body of light. So you can travel anywhere through this form. Now, if suppose a person has come late and he has, like we all of us, and we have not seen Brahma, but even now Brahma Baba is present in the subtle world. So to go in the subtle world, to talk with him, to have all experiences with him, all relationships with him, to derive inspiration from him is still possible. Because in the subtle world, Baba has said, there is nothing impossible there. Baba has even given example that deities are coming and meeting Brahmins in the subtle world, mehfil. There is a meeting. It's practically impossible otherwise. But yes, in the Sangam, all things are possible in the subtle world. It's a space which is created. If this is the earth and this is Paramdham, where the light of the Paramdham and the light of the five elements are meeting together, that region which is created is the subtle world. And this is existing only now. So one can travel in this subtle world, assuming the subtle body, and meet not just Brahma, but all those souls who were in the advance party. It is possible, even those souls who are present here in the corporeal world, you can emerge them all in the subtle world and have meeting there. This is a space which is created specially now. It's not that it is created, it has always been existing since time immemorial, but now it becomes activated. So one can go in the subtle world, give sakash. One can go in the subtle world, have chit-chat with Bab Dada. One can go in the subtle world, experience all the relationships. One can go in the subtle world, emerge souls, invoke souls, call out on those souls, hear their voices, catch their voices. Just as in yesterday's Avyakta Murli Baba was saying, the power of concentration helps you to invoke souls. The power of concentration helps you to give them message. The power of concentration helps you to catch their voices, and power of concentration helps you in giving them, providing them help, succor. So all these things are possible in the subtle world. Whatever karmic accounts we have, we can settle those karmic accounts even in the subtle world, assuming the subtle body. So trying to remain in the subtle body for a long time, trying to move about in that consciousness that I am in the subtle body, a body of light, and when I am in the body of light, we see everything as light. These all human beings, they are not humans, but they are beings of light. They are spiritual, non-physical being. All the things of the world are filled of light. Whatever you see, everything, this is an experiment which can be carried out throughout the day, that whatever we see is made up of light. Objects, things, trees, buildings, food, everything, whatever we see, books, halls, everything is made up of divine light, radiating light. So the more we are situated in that consciousness of being light, we see others' light. So going in the subtle world, assuming subtle body, doing various experiments in the subtle world, coming down as an angel, to move about as an angel, this is in fact angelic life, is this Sakari Swarup can help us experience anything and whatever we want. We can stay back into the time, go back into the time and experience everything. For example, many of the souls who are here, there probably are those souls who had come in the earlier part of the yajna and they left. For example, from 1936-37, there are many who came, they were here for some time and they left. They were here for some time and during beggary part they left. There were many here for the some time, they were just sahyogi. There are many here for the some time who had some inkling that this is God's institution but did not have the courage to enter and left. So these souls have come back. Maybe in 80s, in 90s, in 2000s. It has come back. They all have come back. And now they are reclaiming the inheritance which they left. I am not talking of those souls who were totally surrendered and they left the body and they went in advance party, because the souls of advance party will not come back here in this yajna. But there were some souls definitely who were there for some time, always sort of sahyogi or like, but it is a second birth, second BK birth for them. So those souls will come back. So what I was telling is, we can go back in time. We can go back in 1936 and 37 in the subtle body and feel all things that were there, all happenings of 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, and see everything that happened in front of us in this yajna. And this will help in emergence of awareness, smriti of yajna, or love for yajna, or love for Baba, love, and to see all the history, how everything happened, how everything unfolded, the unpacking of yajna, how things got revealed. All these things we can see with our subtle eyes, hear with our subtle ears, experience with our subtle form. This can be an experiment. And then this complaint that we did not see Brahma will be finished. Because throughout the yajna starting, Brahma was there and we can feel we were there to witness each and every event of yajna that happened, right from the opposition to picketing to all those atrocities inflicted on the children, everything, how the yajna moved from Sindh, Hyderabad to Karachi, and what all tapasya they did in Karachi, and how they got shifted to Mount Abu, and what all things happened in Mount Abu, and how the seva expanded, and what newness that came, and how gradually all this new people came, and how Brahma left the mortal coil. So till 69, whatever that has happened from 36-37, we can go back in time and experience everything. And it's a good experiment and good thing which we can do. As Baba was saying yesterday, with the power of concentration you have to experiment. So this is an experiment of going back into time. This is known as time travel. In scientific language, this is known as time travel. Go back, experience in the corporeal form, all the corporeal things that were there by our subtle form. This is one thing. Here, another thing, as I said, in the subtle world. Experience everything in the subtle world. Okay, if you don't want to go in the subtle world, here, even here, while staying, I am in the corporeal, I am in that subtle form, I see everybody as beings of light, as spiritual beings, or even I can experience Brahma Baba in his angelic form, moving with me, walking with me, and doing everything with me. So this is an experiment of concentration. Yesterday Baba said, you have to steal time. You cannot say that I don't have time, I don't have leisure. Now you have time, now you have leisure. Later on you will not have any time when there would be upheaval, commotions, and the entire atmosphere of the world, which is peaceful, will become absolutely devastating. Peacelessness will come in future. So now you can do certain experiments. One of the experiment is this, staying in the being of light, staying as a being of light, moving, walking, doing everything, but feeling as if I am angel, astral body, everything, whatever you see, the water, the bucket, everything, the beings, the books, the buildings, people, everything is made up of divine light, and feel that divine presence of God. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.